new roof.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hollywood's as cool as it gets during the cash cool down. Win your share of $75,000 in cold hard cash every Saturday in August at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
This week on Christian Questions, hellfire and torment. Is this what awaits non-believers? Is this how God's justice works? Or is there another path to judgment for evildoers? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550, KTRS.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wackily chair. How much is that doggy in the window?
It's Wednesday.
I do hope that...
You know what? Bring our pets in. We've been really negligent in bringing... We have stations. We have Max. There's Mac. Come on, everybody. Dr. Doug's coming on. We have Goldie, a much gentler kind of... Yeah, we love you too, Goldie. Our female cat is Vagina. And we have a tomcat named Penis. P-E-N-I-S. Penis.
Easy, Penis. Down, Penis.
So bring them on in because it's time for your pet's best friend. That, of course, is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And look at those phones, and I haven't even given out the number. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. If you haven't downloaded that app, do. One of these days, you're going to need a Laclede cab, and that's going to make it very easy to get one. 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And now here he is, your pet's best friend.
He's not there.
And now here he will be from the, I'll stall, from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And we don't know why he's not on the phone.
He usually calls in, and I've been trying to get a hold of him.
Dr. Doug, you should have given us a heads up if you were going into surgery or something, because now we're in an awkward, have all these phone calls. Maybe we should just give the advice.
Yeah, I'm sure we can handle it.
We've learned enough. It's kind of like being interns.
Say diarrhea, loose stools
for
a couple
years,
times.
For years, we've heard him. I'll tell you what, while Dan continues to get people on, or get Dr. Doug on. He's talking to somebody. Let's just take that. Let me just grab a random call here. Let's go. Hi there. Who's this? What's your name?
Hey, Dan Struss.
What's your name? What's your name?
How you doing?
No, what's your name?
This is Dave from Hazelwood.
Dave, you're the guy that called or used to call for the talent show every week. Am I right?
No, I was calling for Dr. Doug.
Well, Dr. Doug's not with us, but what's your problem? Maybe we can help you because we've, you know.
Right now,
you're on the air right now.
You're on the air
Dave,
now.
Too.
What's your problem?
Oh. Well, I'm sure Dr. Doug knows.
Well, he's not here. We're going to handle this. What's the problem?
Most dachshunds that are born black and white are born deaf.
What's your question?
We've rescued two. We've had a little boy and a little girl. Yeah. We no longer have the little girl, but we still have the little boy. But luckily, he understands sign language so that when I come home from work at night and I signal...
This is a joke.
...see the finger. But anyway, that's not my question.
But anyway...
My question is, when we first got the dog, my wife got him because I was working the evening shift.
Mm-hmm.
So she would get up in the morning and let the dog out. He'd go out and take a dump.
Mm-hmm.
Then later in the day, I would get up, I would let him out, and he'd go out and take a dump.
Uh-huh.
Then later, before I went to work, I'd take him for a walk, and he'd take another dump. My question is, why in the world is a dog so full of crap?
You know what? Dave just lost all the little credibility he had with us. We're done with Dave. Dave, we were kind and nice to you and let you go on for the talent show many times. This is a segment for people who have questions about their pets, not for you to do another joke. And I'm sorry it ended that way, Dave, but it has ended. Do we have Dr. Doug on?
Yes.
All right, we're going to have a little chat with Doctor. Doctor, where were you?
I was sitting
there working and not even realize it was 4 already.
You need go
I
ahead.
Thought it was
need,
like 2 o'clock.
You need to apologize to.
I apologize to the listening audience. I apologize to Frank and all the wonderful.
Well, we accept. I like a man or a woman who's willing to apologize. And
I could
admit,
be a woman or a man.
And admit that
be.
They just screwed up. So
and I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. Let's
now before we take a call, you have Dr. Doug on the top there. You want to switch him to the
yes,
bottom?
Yes, I do.
Quick,
hang on, doctor. I'm going to put hold bottom line. There we go. Now make
okay.
it easier to
so
take
sorry.
Calls. One more time with the phone numbers. They're lighting up again. 314. Dave drove everybody away a while ago. 314.
I saw that. I heard the last
314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Now we can do this the right way. Let's bring Peggy in here. Peggy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Oh, hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Peggy. How are you, honey?
Peggy? Peggy, we know you're there. We just spoke with you. What the heck is going on today?
I lost her signal.
Peggy?
Okay.
Well,
I think we should just start the show over.
Yeah, play the music. You got the music handy? Hang on, doctor. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, hey, it's Wednesday. It's time to talk to your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, brought to you by Laclede Cab. STL Taxi is the app, and you know the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Here he is, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey,
doctor. And Peon, edit out all of what happened.
Nobody will hear it. It's
Nobody will ever hear. Yeah. They'll think it's just a seamless, perfect production. Doctor, how are you?
I am AM in
well,
the
Well, thank
PM.
You. Thank
he
you.
Never forgets.
Now, would you like to take some calls?
I'd love to.
Okay, let's start. Let's get this show started. What do you say? We'll start with Dennis. Dennis, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Good, Dennis. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm calling about, I have a female Bichon, about 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
and they said kidney stones, and so I had her operated on. They removed, they said, a small handful, and but she's still having troubles urinating. And,
how long ago did you have the surgery?
It was done last Friday. They released her Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And so...
No, these are bladder stones, actually. They're not kidney stones, because they wouldn't go in surgically and take kidney stones.
Dennis, you're going to have her put to sleep.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
So this is a diet genetic thing, and you have to put them on a special diet. Post-surgery, the things I would make sure is if she's still having problems, it's not uncommon for them to pass a little bit of blood in their urine after for a few days. But if
yeah,
she's straining to urinate...
Too.
Or just really uncomfortable, I would have them just check and make sure that a stone didn't escape them and end up in the passageway. So that can happen to the best of homes. So that might be worth it if you think she's really, really uncomfortable. And
she doesn't seem to be uncomfortable.
Kind of...
It just takes her a long time. And like well, I just got home from work now and let her out, and she'll try to urinate at least 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like me with enlarged prostate.
She's an old Jewish guy. I get it. Well, I would definitely have them recheck her and just make sure, like I said, it's not uncommon, or it is uncommon, but it could happen that if there are multiple little stones, that something kind of got by them and was lodged in the passageway of the urethra. And that could be painful and uncomfortable. Or it could just be post-surgical trauma and just healing, and that might just be a little bit more time. But, you know, it's your call, and I think your vet would probably, they went through the trouble of doing the surgery, and the benefit of for them to do that, I'm sure they'd be happy to help you do a recheck.
Okay. Yeah, I know, well, they actually had to go into her twice. The first time she was operated on was Thursday, and then I was supposed to pick her up Friday, and they said, oh, we found another one, and so they went back into her on Friday.
That's weird.
I'm hoping that
you need a new vet. Sounds to me like.
Yeah, that does. I mean, I don't know. I'm not there to judge him. I just don't know. But it does sound a little.
This was taken. I took it to an animal hospital to have it done.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I think you should recheck it. That just doesn't sound all right unless there was more trauma than anyone expected doing the surgery twice.
All right, Dennis, thanks for listening.
Bye,
thank you very much, Dr. Doug. Talk to you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Dennis. And we move to Rick. Rick, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Rick. And you?
Good. Hey, listen, I've got a Maltipoo. She's 6 years old. She's a great little dog, but her back leg's always been kind of bummed. You know, we had her looked at 3 or 4 years ago, and it would give out her once in a while. Now she's getting older. It's giving out more.
One particular leg or both?
Like her, just the, mainly the one, the back, the left one. It's like her knee. Okay. And that's what they told us. They said, well, they can operate, but there's no guarantee it would do anything.
Well, again, the most common thing you're describing would either be a cruciate tear, like athletes get.
Yes, cruciate tear.
Or it could be what's called a medial patellar luxation.
That's
a genetically driven thing. And what happens is there's kind of laxity in that structure, and when they extend their foot to walk, it can come out of its normal groove, and then when they flex to walk again, it will get out of alignment. It's very painful, and that is, both of those surgeries are very, very, very fixable, especially on small animals. So I kind of disagree. You got a young animal. If surgery is available, maybe your vet doesn't do those specialty surgeries, then I would ask him to refer you to one of the specialists, but those should be
fixable. Do you do that?
We don't do those specific surgeries either, but we can certainly diagnose them.
But well, it was very expensive, is that right?
Depends. You know, you can if it's just the patellar luxation, those can run anywhere from $600 to $800, and we can refer you if you need. And if you go to one of the specialists on the cruciate tears, the fancy way can get up to $2,500 to $3,000.
Yeah, it's only.
But yeah, I think, and they're like both cases. They're pretty much 99% fixable. With surgery, so I would.
What do you think about a brace? Is that any help or
it's no? It's not going to cure anything. It obviously might be helpful, and again, I don't know the diagnosis yet. But assuming it's one of those two things we talked about, I would have your vet refer you someplace that would do those procedures.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doctor.
Hey, thank you, Rick. A cruciateur. It sounds like somebody would work in a fine restaurant. He's the sommelier, and he's the cruciateur.
Tear, I think, right? A cruciate, like a ligament, tear? Right?
It's the most common injury in football and baseball players.
How do you pronounce it?
And in dogs. Cruciate tear.
Cruciate tear.
The tear, like, it's no,
tear,
that's
like
two separate words. Tearing
a piece of paper.
But it still sounds like a real high level. Good evening.
Yeah.
I am your cruciate.
So when you hear the, right, MCL, or what's the other one?
Medial patellar luxation.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
And then cruciate tear.
Now he's getting a little bit sophisticated on us. Matt's here. Matt, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. I'm AM and PM.
That's a good way to do it.
What you got?
This is a pet adoption question. I adopted a cat about 2.5 years ago, and the person that was living there with me decided to take her from me. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, do you know any, legal action I could take?
Here's the thing. If you have a contract from the rescue organization, then that's your possession. That animal is yours. And, in fact, most of those contracts say that if you're going to give up the animal, they get first right.
I'm going to guess he doesn't have that. Am I right, Matt?
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I have it. Yeah, I have all the stuff for the St. Charles Humane Society.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would pursue it. And if you have to, get a letter and send a letter, have your lawyer send a letter saying we'd like this return. I have a legal obligation.
Unless the other person's name's on it, too.
No.
Yeah, that's
the only one on it.
Oh, well, I think Dr. Doug's right. You got this. You got this one made.
Yeah.
So I have to have a lawyer, though.
Well, I think it costs a lawyer $200 to write a letter, and it has much more power and clout.
If it's done on an attorney letterhead, he's right. It's worth the $200 because you're going to get immediate response.
Yeah,
she's definitely worth $200.
I would just tell her I would try to make this non-hostile. Say, look, I've got a legal obligation. Maybe try her by phone first, and if she doesn't respond, then go to the lawyer and just say, look, I have a legal responsibility to this, and if I don't hold on to this animal, I'm going to be in trouble. That's it.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Well, there's a call we don't give very often.
I don't know.
She left and took my cat. He didn't ever say it was a she, though. He said the other person.
True.
In this day
the
and
cat's
age,
a she.
In this day and age, Doc, it could be another guy.
That's right.
We live in the 2015. I'm not sure why, but this has always been one of my favorite names. It's a simple name, an easy name, but I like it. Lisa. Lisa, say hi to Dr. Doug. Lisa?
Oh, hello.
There you are.
I'm sorry I didn't hear.
Hi, Lisa.
I have an 8-year-old Cavapoo. We have had the puppy since he was 8 weeks old. He's never been traumatized. As he has gotten older, he is petrified of people that he used to let pet him. And as a matter of fact, he has stayed at my in-law's house when we've left town, and he's had no problem. Now he sees them, and he shakes.
You mean very specific people? or just generally people now that had been around casually are no longer acceptable?
It's really random. When we think he's going to be freaked, he's not. Okay. But it's very consistent with my in-laws. He is just petrified of them.
Your in-laws will do that.
Are you talking to the dog about your in-laws?
No. They're so sweet to him. All they want to do is hug him and
okay.
and put him on their lap and pet him, and he wants no part.
Now,
they can't give him a goodie. They can't give him chicken skin. They can't give near him.
When you said he shakes, is that your fault? Did you teach him, like, shake? Because I've seen people that tell their dog, shake.
That's a...
Oh, no, different.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he just gets, he wants to just retreat. He'd stay in the bathroom the entire holiday.
There's two ways to go with this. Well, multiple ways. There are a number of mood modifying drugs that are available in veterinary medicine now, and we talked about one nutraceutical last week, I think, called Zilkine, which is very simple if your vet carries it. But there are a whole collection of drugs that can be used that will take that anxiety down or raise the threshold.
Or you can put them to sleep.
Might be all you need.
No, I don't think that's.
Who said drugs are bad?
No, he said.
Is that a daily thing, or is that just something
yes,
when they're
those
going
are,
to
typically
have people over?
Be daily things. You're right. Now you could, and again, you want to check with your veterinarian to be sure it's okay. But in some cases, if it's very intermittent, then we'll suggest something like Benadryl ahead of time, and you can plan for that and just give it, and your vet can give you a specific dose. But that can be calming and take the edge off, and it's cheap, and everybody has it around the house.
But you wouldn't know why that would happen.
No, not really. And most people wouldn't be able to find out. You're not going to spend money doing CT scans and MRIs to see if there's a brain dysfunction. You're mostly going to just treat it clinically and as you see, you know, what's going on and the kind of response you can get. And like I said, there's a whole collection of drugs that we use for those kind of anxiety issues.
But you've heard that before. It's not like it's a super rare thing.
Yeah, no, I've seen in older dogs that their personalities change a bit. And, you know, maybe there's some, this is not a real old dog, but maybe there are some issues that are related to senility or whatever. So, again, I make sure you rule out all the physical problems with your veterinarian. And if that comes up negative, then you say, well, look, I'd like to try something to modify his behavior.
Okay.
All
right. Well, I'll start with the Benadryl. Thank you very much. That's a good suggestion.
Okay. Yeah. Get his. Make sure you get your vet's okay on all that, because I don't like to play doctor over the phone like that.
Okay. Absolutely. Will do.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Doug thought he heard us say drugs are bad. We didn't, but it reminds me we're due for a quick break for this public service announcement.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
Public service announcement brought to you by KTRS and its employees and affiliates.
I think that guy's had too many drugs himself.
Well, he should know then how to warn people.
Yes, he's been through the bad times.
Up next, because you are a chick magnet, and I'm looking at most of the names on the screen, are women.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, don't anybody email because doctor said, oh, she's become an old Jewish man. He's Jewish. He can say that, okay?
I can say that.
All right. This is Cindy. Cindy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Cindy. How are you, honey?
Doug, I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
What would make a cat suddenly, like what I would call starting to howl?
I couldn't
like
hear
a
you.
He makes a howling noise.
A female cat.
It's a female cat?
A male cat.
And then a female cat would cause that.
Yeah.
And is he acting in any other way unusual? Is he walking around, pacing, having trouble with the litter box? Or is it just spontaneous, intermittent kind of howling?
Yeah, every now and then, it's more times like about 4:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's had stomach and going to the bathroom problems in the past, but all of a sudden he started howling, and I ran down from upstairs because I was scared something was wrong with him.
Cindy, is it a howl, or does it sound like what I'm about to play you? Because we recorded our station cat, Penis. When Penis gets near vagina, here's what it sounds like. Does it sound like that?
No, it's like a howling like a dog almost.
That's different.
He doesn't meow. He never learned how to meow, or, you know, he chirps a little. That's the only noise he knows how to make. But and he just started howling, and then one night he was howling, and he kind of kept going and laying down weird on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm putting him to sleep.
How old did you say he was, honey?
About, I think he's 11.
Okay.
Now?
So, look, that's a cat that's old enough to have some problems you may not observe real obviously. So a good examination with your veterinarian will rule out a lot of problems, especially if you know you've had historical problems in the gut. There could be discomfort or pain ongoing, and you might have some alternatives just with simple medical workup and therapy.
So he was just looked at in June because I take him to Florida with me every year.
Right, now a lot of people don't hear this, but he could be mentally ill. I can't animals be mentally ill? I'm serious. Can't they kind of
go
crazy?
They do have issues with mental wellness. I guess that's I'm not thinking of what you're thinking of, maybe just kind of being crazy, but certainly they can have problems as they get older. They can have, you know, cardiovascular issues.
Can animals have bad dreams? She said this is early in the morning. Could he be in the middle of a bad dream?
He's standing down in the kitchen under the table.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's attention or he wants to...
I don't think it's attention, but I would definitely, with his history and age, I definitely have your vet do a good workup and make sure you're not missing something internally that's causing problems.
Okay.
Okay, honey?
Okay, thank you.
Right, thank you, Cindy. Well, we're out of time. We ran a little late because somebody was late today.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember who it was.
There just working.
Oh, yeah, it was Dr. Doug.
Well, can I brag on my kids for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
They just hit, their software company just hit 1 million registered viewers, which is pretty amazing. Impressive.
Good for them. What is it that people need to hit? If we want to make it more than 1 million, what is it you go hit?
They go hit Toonspeak.com.
Toonspeak.com. It just became 2 million after this show.
I hope so.
All right, Doctor, thank you. We'll do it next
week.
Thank you.
I'm hopefully, so sorry about today.
We accept your apology. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. He loves animals so much, he forgets he even is supposed to do this segment. That's how.
Yes.
That's how.
Gets
much
involved in
attention he pays to everybody's pets that he works on. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now we go to Tim Weiland, wherever he is, and find out what the traffic is doing or not doing. Tim, it's all yours.
All right, we're over Highway 44 and 270. Southbound 270, they've cleared that accident off to the right shoulder that was just before Manchester. Traffic is jammed, though, approaching Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. A little bit heavy right here at Highway 44. Westbound 44 looks pretty good from downtown all the way out through 141. We've got a crash on Manchester. They didn't give a direction. We're going to go check at Manchester at Highway 141. Also looking at eastbound 40 downtown, slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. Earlier today on this station, something very hurtful was said about me.
Uh-oh.
Jim Carney had John Landoff on the phone.
Yeah.
And I don't believe he even is a spokesman for Landoff. I think he's trying to weasel his way in.
Oh,
there.
Boy.
But while he was on, Mr. Landoff, before I bring him on, had a minor break-in this morning. You know, four vehicles in the detail department. And, you know, it happens. It's not great, but it happens. Not the end of the world. But Mr. Carney, when he said, we've recovered one, three are still missing, he said, has anybody checked Frank's house? That hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, that hurt. That is implying that I would somehow steal. I mean, I like cars. That I would say.
Right.
And now we
has
bring.
Has anybody checked Frank's house?
We bring in John Landoff. John, that was a. Play that again of what he said.
Has anybody checked Frank's house?
Yeah, that's the actual clip. And
as
I was
well.
Waiting for John to say, how dare you imply my friend Frank would steal cars.
He didn't laugh.
But he didn't. He kind of chuckled at it and actually played the
I didn't chuckle at it.
Well, you didn't shut him down. You didn't say, don't you ever say anything like that, negative like that, or implying that my friend Frank would steal from me. But I was waiting for that. But
Frank, it was a joke.
Okay. All right. Now I get it.
Frank, it was strictly just a joke.
It was a joke, but it was a serious jab disguised as a joke.
Well, yeah, I heard the intonation in Carney's voice.
You can hear. I'll play it for again. You can hear it in his voice. Deep down, he hates me. Play it again.
Did Frank steal the cars?
Well, I didn't know he said
that. That was a different clip.
That's a different clip.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. What he said was, has anybody checked Frank's house?
Yeah,
okay.
Play that other clip.
Play that clip, yeah.
Has anybody checked Frank's house as well?
There's a tinge of anger there. Yeah.
It wasn't me, John.
I know it wasn't you, Frank.
Okay. And I mean,
it happened at like, I think, 2 a.m. in the morning, and you're not up.
I don't run till 4 a.m. I'm not up running till 4.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm serious about this. When I heard this, the first thing I thought, and I'm not kidding, I thought somebody that either had worked there, knew a little too much about what was where. Is that a line that they look at initially right away when they start trying to figure out who did this, or have they caught anybody yet?
Not that I know of. We have not caught anyone yet.
But wouldn't you initially
I think that we will catch somebody.
Oh, they'll catch them.
When you're dealing with the one of the number one police departments in the country in Florissant, led by Chief Tim Lowry, who just happens to be a great friend of mine, and they take this stuff personally.
Here's the deal.
We have had off-duty police officers from the Florissant PD as our security, and have now for over 3 years, and we've had absolutely nothing. Unfortunately, we just had cross signals, and there were other items, much more important, really, than this automobile that they've been investigating, and we just did not have someone here last night. So it's just ironic that of all nights for some of these young punks to come in here and steal my stuff. What have I done? I don't know what I've done. I try to support this community, and I continue to support it.
No, there's nothing
they don't care about.
There's nothing to do with you. Here's the deal. Somebody told
me. That normally, 99.9% of the time, they'd have been busted immediately.
All right, somebody told me the officer watching your place was called away to a murder scene. Is that correct?
No. Okay. No, they are investigating previous murder in the North County area, and they've been at it for quite a few days, and that's much more important.
Now, here's what I think. I think the person who stole your cars is the person that committed the murder, because they did that to take them off track and sideline them, so you've got a murderer who stole some cars. I'd look at that angle. I think that's how you distract. You go, I'm going to go over here and kill somebody, and then all the police will come here, and then I'll run over here and steal some cars.
Yeah.
But the car.
I don't know about that.
How many cars were recovered? I had heard one earlier. How many now?
So far, just one of the four.
How stupid does somebody have to be to think you can take a car off a lot and then what? And then where are you going to go? They know what the car is. They know who it belongs to. They know the license. What are you going to do with it, you stupid moron? Where are you going to go with that car? You got nowhere to go but jail. I don't get how stupid some thieves are.
Yeah, but. You obviously don't have to take any kind of an aptitude test to, be a thief.
No, that's true. No, that's true.
You know what I mean? And the thing is that the one car that they apprehended, they ran, and they were so stupid. They were driving eastbound on westbound 70.
No, that's how stupid they are. There's your testimony.
They don't even know how they got. And then they ran into the center median and got out and just ran away. One direction, one went the other direction, and again, police aren't going to go running after him, so we'll catch him. The most important thing is nobody was hurt. We have insurance coverage for this, a little broken glass, a couple of vehicles. We get lucky, hopefully we recover them, and hopefully we find, the punks that did this, and guess what? I'll be in St. Louis County Court looking them eye to eye and letting them know that I want to prosecute them and put them in jail.
Book them, Dana.
Not let them off. There will be a public defender there that will, want to say that this wasn't a bad crime. And, you might not think it is, but when you come in, this is my house. This is my house. You break into my house, I'm going to come after you. Okay? I mean, it's just like I don't know why people think that they're going to get away with stealing. Go get a job.
You're not going to say, Your Honor, this young man's parents were divorced, and I understand that that's a troubled childhood. Would you please let him go? And I would like to drop all charges. You're not going to do that.
No.
Good.
No.
Good for you.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't think any dealership goes certainly not as long as you've been in business, without getting hit. Look, it could have been worse. How about you, if you'd been one of the cars a few years ago, and it was on Manchester, a dealership where the Phantom Pooper broke in cars and pooped on the seats. I don't know if you remember that deal or not. To me, that's worse.
I don't remember that. I'm glad I don't remember
No, it's
that.
A true story. He only pooped on leather seats, and he broke in cars, pooped on the seats.
Right,
and
this is gross.
No, it's an actual news story. John, it was in the news. It was in the paper. It was in the
Post-Dispatch. It's in the news, so let's report it during my segment.
I'm trying to show you how things could have been worse.
Something else you talk about, but now that you've got me on the air,
this is the silver lining. I'm trying to show you,
Frank. I've been violated.
It's an example of how
we need some help,
John,
here. We need some help. We need the AM and the PM crowd,
John,
to come help. Even if it's just coming in here and giving me a hug.
It's an example of how much worse things could have been.
Frank, would you hug me right now if you were here? If you were coming here in the next day or two?
Sure. Not in a sexual way. It would be a different hug than I give a woman.
This is a man. This is a man.
Man hug. Sure, man hug.
I support you, buddy.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right. They didn't take my green Corvette, did they?
No.
Good.
Good. No, they did not.
Good.
No, they did not. But it is still for sale.
Somebody needs.
You got to guarantee me that you were going to help sell that, so I'm still kind of waiting for that to happen.
Well, if somebody calls you and says, "I will buy that Corvette if Frank will come here and personally be the salesman on it and hand me the keys," I'll come there and do it. I will.
I'll be the
salesman on it, on my own car.
All right, listen to that AM and the PM crowd.
There you go.
Who better than to sell you this beautiful green Corvette?
Emerald metallic green with tan leather. Only 8,000 miles, 2014, a little green rocket. I will hand you the keys myself if you're seriously, once you find out the price. I don't know what you're asking for.
What are you referring to when you're talking about a little green rocket?
That car.
Car, okay.
Yeah. What's the asking price on that Corvette?
You know what? Mark Thornton just popped in, our pre-owned manager. Mark, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd, the greatest set of Jenny Londoff listeners and customers, and say hi to Frank and Dan and Eon.
Hello, everyone.
Mark, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
I'm fantastic.
What's our asking price on Frank's
green Corvette?
For AM and the PM listeners, $60,990.
You've got to be kidding me. Are you kidding?
I am not kidding.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. I bought that car. I paid almost 68. That car has 8,000 miles on it. It is absolutely perfect, like the day I took it out of there. That is a tremendous deal. That is a tremendous deal on that car.
It is a great deal.
And it is sitting on the showroom.
Yeah.
And the previous owner polished the wheels every other day.
Every other day, that's exactly right.
Yes.
That car never saw soap because it never got dirty. Wet wiped and tender loving care for the time I had it for 8,000 miles. And that is a terrific deal. That is
I could get a picture of you.
That's $18,000 less than I paid for that car.
Is there any way we can get a picture of you rubbing on those your chrome wheels?
Sure. We can do that.
That would be awesome. Something to put on our on our Facebook page. You rubbing on some wheels.
I hope it's not there. I hope it's not there long enough for me to do that now that everybody knows the price.
Oh, but on your new car. Just do it on your new car.
Yeah, we can do
that. If you're offering to come here to the showroom floor and polish some wheels for us, that would be awesome.
No, not all the cars.
Just a couple of the Corvettes on the showroom. Maybe show a couple of my guys how you do it. I think you're very good at polishing things.
If I'm a lesson.
You know what? I hope that when these knuckleheads get convicted, I hope you let everybody know what their punishment is and how much jail time they get. Because we need to send a message that you can't pull this crap off and get away with it.
That's right. You're doggone right.
All right.
Hey, listen, born and raised in North County, most of my waking hours have been right here in beautiful Florence, Missouri. Yeah, people can keep throwing anything they want at us here in North County. And guess what? North County people, we're North County strong, we're tough, and we will be here for a long, long, long time.
There you go. You heard it, you knuckleheads.
But it's been a big, beautiful day, besides what happened in the morning. How about this team? Mark Thornton, Sean Staten, Bruce Weiner, Herb Shanklin, Chris Thornton. You know, they were called at 3 a.m., right, Mark?
That's right.
They didn't wake me up until 5:30. I was already kind of awake, But when the, my landline rings, which it hardly ever rings, I'm like, this probably isn't good. So then it's Herb, one of my right-hand guys. He's like, hold on, here's Sean. And he hits the phone to Sean, and that's when they told me what had happened at about 2:15, 2:30 in the morning, and they got calls immediately from Florissant PD. And, you know, I'm going to put it in the hands of the good guys here, Timmy Lowry, chief of police, and Major Tim Fagan with the Florissant PD, and some of the greatest men and women in law enforcement in the land right here in Florissant. Don't mess with us. We'll come after you.
All right. We will find you, hunt you down,
very, and prosecute very, very personally. And they will get these guys, these thugs, and let them know that we're not going to tolerate it.
But hey, you know what? The good thing, we're going to be here late tonight, because we've got people here. You know, I can tell you, people in St. Louis, they come out and support, and they're like, okay, Johnny Londoff's hurting. Let's go by. I mean, heck, people are breaking the doors down to get cars.
Nah, I get it.
Ah,
I see what you did there.
You know, you can't make a joke about something. You know, again, nobody was hurt, but hey, we're still here. We're going to be here late tonight, giving great deals. Mention that you're AM and the PM.
Please.
Man, you're going to get even a better deal, because we love the AM and the PM crowd. And, Frank, I love you, man.
Well, I like you too, John.
Hey, Frank, real quick, you know, it was tough. We all look at each other this morning. How do we call the boss and tell him? And then I looked out in the street and I thought, I see a news tower there. I said, we better call him.
You know what? You don't want to see it on the Today Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But it's all good. We're going to be here late tonight. And, you know, thanks for the support of the AM and the PM crowd. They are the absolute best.
All right. Give them, in case anybody spots one of your cars, give them that phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Londoff.com. Start it. We can almost finish it there. Email me, londoffjr@londoff.com. JR stands for junior.
All right.
Junior status, junior income.
We will send you some business tonight. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
Thank you, Danny.
Bye.
Thank
you, John.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, people probably don't realize how much I'm hurting over what that other guy said.
Mm-hmm. Have you checked Frank's house?
Well, that didn't sound like the clip we played.
Play the clip again. I would play it.
Have you checked Frank's house? As
See,
well.
That, what people don't understand is that is not really comedy. That's a guy who's implying that I would do something horrible, mm-hmm. but making it seem like a joke. He's out to get me.
Yeah.
He's out,
that's,
to get me. He's out to get me. Didn't work. I've already shaken it off. So that was John Londoff. A little bit of a problem this morning at 2:30, but like you said, and he said, nobody was hurt. It's not the end of the world. They'll get what's coming to them, and in the end, it'll all be fine. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Here's Tim Weiland checking Frank's house and the traffic.
You know, I always wonder how a guy like that who makes those insinuations on the air stays employed.
Oh,
well,
man.
He's been let go once here. Yeah. Three strikes.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, that's a great comeback. That's a great comeback.
Yeah. All right. They cleared that accident southbound 270 at Manchester. Things are still jammed up north of Page, down through Doherty Ferry. There was no accident I saw in Manchester at 141, although southbound 141, pretty jammed up. North of Ledoux, down through Clayton Road. They've just cleared a car fire on eastbound 70 at Air Flight. Things should be thinning out about now. The westbound 70, you'll find it slow from Union out through Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt. Also, eastbound 40, that's jammed up pretty well from Timberlake Manor through Mason. A little bit heavy between McKnight and Big Bend. And downtown, we're slowing Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night over 7,500 hotels. No tricks, just Wyndham Rewards magic. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars. You're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stuart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stuart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stuart now, 324-4440, or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675699.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
If you snooze, you lose. In today's fast-paced world, if you're too tired to focus and stay sharp, you fall behind. That's why people everywhere are scrambling to get their hands on Prilogen, the new breakthrough that gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win in life. To satisfy demand, free trials are now being given away to anyone who calls the following toll-free number in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-7132. Prilogen is powered by clinically proven ingredients to enhance your ability to focus, improve your concentration, boost your physical energy, improve your mood, and even help you stay alert when you didn't get enough sleep. And Prilogen is healthy, natural, and made in the USA. In today's fast-paced world, if you snooze, you lose. Prilogen gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win. And right now, they're giving away free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry. Call now for details. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132. 1-800-400-7132.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Cabinets, Flooring, and More is having a flooring sale. Right now, you can get quality Armstrong hardwood flooring installed for $5.99 a square foot. This is 3 1/4 wide by 3/4 inch thick, solid oak hardwood flooring made in Missouri by Armstrong. It comes with a 25-year finish warranty, and there are 7 beautiful finishes to choose from. Come into the store on Manchester at Hampton for details. Cabinets, Flooring, and More. Quality products at unbelievable prices.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From Memphis, Tennessee, home of Graceland, Elvis's house, and another pretty cool thing he's going to tell you about, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app SDL Taxi. It's free and it works. And now from Memphis, Tennessee, here is Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon from beautiful
Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, not that beautiful parts of it, but they got something now pretty spectacular.
Memphis is a town on the rebound. There's a lot of cool stuff happening in Memphis. I don't know last time you were in town, but I'd say in the last 5 years or so, they've really made some great strides. There's a lot of cool things to see and do in Memphis, and I wouldn't say that about maybe 10 years ago or something like that, but it's a cool place to be. So I was at the Bass Pro Shop. You've probably seen pictures of the giant pyramid. This used to be a sports arena type place, and it went under in about 2004, and it's been sitting empty. And about 4 years ago, the city of Memphis contacted the guy who's the founder of a Bass Pro Shop and said, hey, why don't you build a Bass Pro Shop inside this pyramid? And so they thought about it, and the story goes that the founder was out fishing with the great fisherman Bill Dance. You know who Bill Dance
is? Bill Dance lives in Memphis. The founder's Johnny Morris.
That is correct, yeah. And so they were out fishing, and apparently the story goes that Morris said if they were to catch a 30-pound catfish, or excuse me, yeah, 30-pound catfish on that day that they're talking about, he would go ahead and build inside the pyramid. And they wound up catching a 34-pound catfish, and the rest is sort of history. So they built a Bass Pro Shop inside this thing. I'll be honest with you, if you're thinking about making a trip to go just to see the Bass Pro Shop, I'd save yourself the time. It was cool. It wasn't cool enough to drive all the way down there just to see it. There are a couple of really cool things. It's about 32 stories tall is how big the thing is. And they have the country's tallest freestanding elevator, which will take you up to the top, and there's like an observation deck and everything else that you would expect inside a Bass Pro Shop. So was it cool? Yeah, absolutely. Cool enough to drive down just to see it? I don't think so.
Really?
A lot of other cool things to do in Memphis. That's just one man's opinion here. Nice. but definitely a neat use of space for sure.
Okay. This is where you sign off.
All right. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you by Laclede Cab. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
That
contradicts what I've heard some other people say, that it is worth a trip to Memphis. But he's not a sportsman.
No, he's not.
That's
right.
The thing. He's not a sportsman, so that makes a little bit of difference there. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you so much. AMINIS, I've told you before, you will not go in another store like this unless you go to Kansas City to the other Amini's, and it is patio season buying time, and this is when you save the biggest money on the best patio furniture made. Not the junk that a lot of other people sell, but I mean really good stuff, and I'm telling you, I've got a couple of chairs that are patio furniture I'd put in my house and sit in them anytime, and they're more comfortable than most of the chairs in my house. It is the best of the best. So when you're ready to do that and stop replacing crap patio furniture, you got to check out what Amini's has, as well as all the other stuff, the pinball and the arcade games and the home theater furniture and the pool tables and the area, handmade and machine-made rugs, and the Jaffe lighting section, AMINIS, Amini's.com. It's 5 o'clock.